The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves." Amen. Amen. I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Somebody took the trouble of going through the Bible and discovered somebody who was much cleverer than I am and more hardworking, that in the Bible, the line, "Do not be afraid," is the most often repeated one-liner in the Bible, in fact, 365 times, which is interesting, for every day of the year. An interesting fact. And that's how the Gospel begins this morning, with that lovely, lovely opening phrase, sentence from Jesus, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Do we believe that? Do we accept that? Is that how we are? Do not let your hearts be troubled. And then the next line, very interesting. "In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. What does that mean? There's a story about a very venerable pope. He died, and he arrived at and was greeted by St. Peter and taken to a rather small apartment in heaven. And he was there a couple of days, and then he noticed that a little bit further down from him, there was a banker in a magnificent, large, not just one apartment, but a suite of apartments and beautiful lawns in front and so on and so forth. So the Pope went and had a word with Peter, and he said, "Peter, you know, I was the Pope, and I was in the Vatican, and I was preaching the Word of God, and I end up in this little tiny apartment here, and down the road there, you've got this banker in a magnificent suite. How come?" And so Peter looked at the Pope and said, "You happen to be the 177th Pope to arrive in heaven. He's the first banker." He's the first banker. Now, being serious, what does, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places, there are many mansions. I'd love to know, but I don't have time to go and say, well, what does it mean to you or you or you? So I'll try and explain that, and there's a lovely explanation to it, actually. Jesus is talking about the diversity of the next life, the diversity of, if you want to call it, heaven, the diversity of heaven. I think most of us, we have an idea that we arrive, if we're lucky enough, we arrive in heaven and we're assigned the standard white robe and the standard harp, and we're assigned to a cloud, and it's a kind of a box strip mall Mac Heaven franchise, and we're all going around there. Totally wrong. This is the beautiful explanation of, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. God is building on the raw material of your life. You've come from God, and you ultimately will go back to God. And when God made you, He made you unique. And what you're going through now, everything that is happening in your life, is part of the raw material of your life that God uses to make you the unique person that you are. So we're talking about your uniqueness, your you-ness, which is not like anybody else's, your you-ness. And God uses everything in our lives. Every single thing. Saint Teresa of Avila and Saint John of the Cross both said that there are as many ways to heaven as people in the world. There are as many ways to heaven as people in the world. And this is the fascinating thing. I'm going to be saved in a way that nobody else is going to be saved. You're going to be saved in a way that nobody else is going to be saved. So we're talking about uniqueness, not uniformity. Uniqueness. And the other beautiful thing is, we come to God more often by doing it wrong than by doing it right. And you're going to find, ultimately, when you finally meet God and everything becomes totally revealed and plain, that your failures and your faults were your greatest successes. I tell you how I see it. I tell you how I see it. Have you ever looked at a beautiful mosaic, right? And you go around the back of the mosaic, and what do you see? It's sheer, you know, threads going everywhere. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. You can't figure out where that particular thread came from or what part is played. But that's our lives. God is building in my life and building in your life a beautiful mosaic. That's what he's doing. And so we're talking about not the Mac heaven or franchise heaven, but we're talking about in my Father's house, there are many rooms. We're talking about the diversity of heaven. And you will be totally you in the next life. And you won't be like anybody else, just as you're not now. All God wants is you, the beautiful you. Now, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Put it this way. God loves you as much. He loves your unlovable parts as much as your lovable parts. So, for example, if you're married, do you find your partner, your husband or wife, has faults? Is anybody married to Mr. Perfect? Probably are. Is anybody married to Mrs. Perfect? One man had the courage to put up his hand. Thank God for good man. You're a courageous man. Wait till she gets you home. You're in big trouble. Big trouble. But I admire your courage. Yeah. So is she that bad? Anyhow. Joking aside. That's how God loves us. And you'll find, no matter who you meet or what they're like, you may not like them, they may not be a very nice person, but everybody loves in a certain way, and you'll find they have the ability to love. And ultimately, that's what it's all about. And that's why Jesus begins in the gospel this morning, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." And that's what salvation is. It's saving you as you are. Saving everything that happens in your life. Whatever you're going through now in life, your problems, your difficulties, your joys, your sorrows, your pains, your disappointments, is all forming that beautiful, the alchemy of your soul, forming you, the lovable you that God sees. The lovable you. The lovable you. And when you realize that, you're going to be a totally different person. Totally, totally different person. And more important, you're going to see people in a different way. So, remember that. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Amen. Now we have the blessing of mothers. So can you bring me down the. So we need all mothers and grandmothers to stand. Very good. Today we celebrate Mother's Day, We remember and celebrate those women who brought us into the world. Mary, the Mother of God, by her life reminds us of the qualities of a good mother. Some women have been mothers through adoption, teaching, through being aunts, godparents, role models, and mentors. And so I invite all those who are mothers in our assembly to now kneel. And the rest, we stand, and you place your hand on the nearest mother to you. And so I invite, and those of you standing, I invite you to please extend your hands or touch the shoulder of a mother kneeling near you. As one family, we pray, please answer each vocation with a resounding, faith-filled Amen. Got to be big and strong and really mean it. God, the giver of our life, we thank you for these women who share with us their wisdom. Help them to be ever mindful of your wisdom. Together we say, Amen. God, who gave us Mary, may Mary continue to be a role model for all mothers. Together we say, Amen. God, continue to bless these women who have had children, adopted children, loved and cared for children. God bless these women with courage and a generous heart.
Amen.
Loving God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to our children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let their example of faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
So now we are going to ask all mothers to come forward, and we're going to present you with a flower.